All right. Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today. We're going to be talking all about building a culture of quality in organizations.
Yes.
I think this is going to be a really good one.
Yeah, it's super relevant to, just about everyone. I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
If you're part of a team, if you work for a company, you know, any organization, really, this is going to resonate.
Absolutely. We all want to be part of something that's, you know, high performing.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. It's about understanding how those really effective, top-notch organizations work.
Right. So we've got a ton of great source material to dig into today.
Oh, yeah. Lots to unpack.
But before we get into the nitty-gritty,
yeah,
let's talk about what culture of quality actually means. Because it's more than just, like, you know, checking boxes and meeting standards.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. One of the sources actually defines it as, it talks about a shared mindset, like this unspoken agreement where everyone in the organization from the top down is committed to excellence.
I love that. It's like it's in the air you breathe. It's just how things are done.
Exactly. It's almost like, I don't know, think of baking a cake. You need quality ingredients, sure, but it's more than that.
Okay, I'm with you.
It's the entire process, the recipe, the baker's skill, the oven temperature. Everything plays a role.
I am getting hungry now. Okay, so how do we bake that quality cake in an organization? What are some of the key elements that our sources highlight?
Well, they all point to a few fundamental things. Leadership commitment.
Okay, makes sense.
Employee empowerment.
Yeah.
Continuous improvement and customer focus.
Got it. So we're going to break each of those down, get some actionable insights from the material.
Absolutely.
Let's start with leadership. Because it seems like that sets the foundation, right?
100%. I mean, if the leaders aren't on board with quality, forget about it.
Exactly. And one of the articles actually had this great story about a CEO who, get this, they actually participated in quality training sessions with their employees.
Wow. Not just observing.
No. Actually doing the work.
That's powerful.
Right. Talk about leading by example.
Shows that they're not just paying lip service to quality.
Right. It's everyone's responsibility. But, you know, even with the best leaders, things can get a little stifling if it's all top down.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think we've all experienced that.
Like you're being micromanaged. You don't have any autonomy.
Totally. And that's where employee empowerment comes in.
Right. Our sources talk a lot about that.
Yeah. There's this really interesting shift happening. Companies are moving away from this command and control approach. And they're realizing that giving employees ownership of quality is key.
It just makes sense. I mean, if you feel trusted to do your best work, if you have a say in how things are done, you're going to be more invested.
Absolutely. And more likely to go that extra mile.
Exactly. Yeah. And speaking of going the extra mile, one of the sources had this amazing example of a company that.
Yeah.
They empowered their employees to not just report quality issues, but to actually help resolve them.
Whoa. That's a different level of empowerment.
Right. They essentially turned everyone into a mini quality expert.
It shows that empowerment isn't just, you know, a buzzword. You have to actually give people the tools and the trust to make a difference.
So we've got leadership setting the tone, employees taking ownership. But how do we make sure this isn't just a one-time thing?
Right. It's about building a system that's constantly evolving, improving.
I think that's where continuous improvement comes in.
Bingo. And our sources actually get into some really specific methodologies for continuous improvement.
Okay, like what?
Well, there's Lean, which is all about eliminating waste.
Right.
Then you've got Six Sigma, which focuses on reducing defects.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Kaizen, which is a system for continuous incremental improvements.
Okay, so Lean, Six Sigma, Kaizen.
Mm-hmm.
These are all kind of bringing me back to my MBA days, you know.
Uh-huh.
But how can someone actually put these into practice?
It's all about applying the principles to your specific context. Let's say you're dealing with a customer service bottleneck. Using Lean principles, you would look for areas of waste in that process, like unnecessary steps, redundant approvals, streamline it.
Got it.
With Six Sigma, you'd analyze the data to figure out the root causes of customer complaints and then come up with solutions.
Okay.
And with Kaizen, you'd encourage your team to constantly be on the lookout for those small improvements they can make every single day.
I love that. It's all about those small but consistent steps towards being better.
Exactly.
But, you know, at the end of the day, all this effort, all this improvement, it's all for the customer, right?
Absolutely.
What do our sources say about customer focus?
They really emphasize that quality isn't just about meeting some internal standard. It's about exceeding customer expectations. And there's this one story that really stood out to me.
Oh, yeah.
About a company that went above and beyond to fix a problem for a customer, even though technically it wasn't their fault.
Wow.
Cost them some money in the short term. But they gained a customer for life and, you know, they built a reputation for exceptional service.
That's a great example of putting your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
So we've covered a lot of ground here, but it seems like it boils down to these key elements. Strong leadership, empowered employees, that continuous pursuit of improvement, and of course, a laser focus on the customer.
Exactly. It's a holistic approach.
It's not a quick fix. It's about building a culture.
Definitely.
So to everyone listening, I want to leave you with a little challenge. Think about your own work, your team, your organization.
Yeah.
What's one small step you can take today, no matter how tiny, to nudge things in the direction of a quality culture? Maybe it's speaking up about an improvement idea or just acknowledging a colleague who went above and beyond.
Because even those small actions, they can have a ripple effect.
Totally agree. And that's a wrap on our deep dive into building a culture of quality.
Until next time.
Keep those quality years turning.
Yes.
See ya.
Bye.